Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem. Welcome back to today's Daf. Menachos Daf Lametes. We begin five lines from the top, back to the tzitzis. So as we learned yesterday, even if some of the strings snap, they shorten, the gardumin of tzitzis are still kosher, provided they still have a minimum length to them, as we learned yesterday. Now, what if the string snapped at the source, right off the garment? So instead of just shortening, it actually snapped all the way over here, where it connects to the beged. So it's pretty much off the beged, but it's still wrapped around the rest. It's part of the bundle, so it's still hanging, technically connected to the beged, but it snapped mi'ikarei, right at the source. Can that string still count? Amar Rav, Bar Rav Ada, Amar Rav Ada, Amar Rav, no, im nifsek achut, if the string snapped mi'ikarei, at the top, Rashi says, mi'ikarei means hainu roish hamechubar latalos, where it connects back to the beged, psula, that makes it possible. Yosef Rav Nachman ka amar lo lashmata, so Rav Nachman saying over this halacha, and he was confronted by Rava, Esve Rava, who asked the question to Rav Nachman from a brisa, where it seems that even this is okay. B'meh devarim amurim. So the brisa begins, although there's a standard, length requirement for the strings. That's only b'tchila, so when you start, when it's fresh, when it's new, aval soifai, but, towards, as it progresses, and it rubs off, wears out, snaps off. Even if the original length is no longer present, it is okay. Shiara v'gardumav kolshu. So even if there's just a little bit left over, shiara v'gardumav, worn out, snap, even a little remnant is okay. Now, we have two terms, shiara and gardumav, apparently addressing different types of conditions, right? My shiarav or my gardumav? What are the brisa refer to with these two terms? Let's assume, my love, let's assume. Shiarav means the ifsik minayu. Yishtayar minayu. Shiarav is where there is some missing and some left. But gardumav means the gardume got totally snapped off, all the way at the source. Apparently that's also valid. Loi, no, Chadok Tony, the Brisa is speaking about the one very same case. Shiur of Gardum of Kolshu. If it got shortened, then it's okay. But if it got snapped at the source, it's not. Well, if the Brisa is simply referring to the same case, why use two terms to describe the same condition? But Lema, the Brisa should simply state Gardum of. That's it. Shiarav, lomli, why the extra term, shiarav? The answer is, no, we're talking about a shortened string, not a snapped at the source. Why the repetition? Hakamashmon, the point of the brisa is to teach that it can't be rubbed down to barely nothing. There needs to be some substantial shiur left, as we learned yesterday. Hakamashmon, the point of the brisa is to add the word shiurav, to indicate that in a shiura we need remnants, we need leftovers. Ligardumav, to this worn out, rubbed out string, what is the minimum length requirement? Kedela anvan, long enough that it can wrap around the other ones, as we learned yesterday. Okay, so if we have a shortened string, it can be okay as long as it has some minimal length to it. And according to Shita Varav, if it nifsak mi'koroi, if it got snapped at the source, it's possible. Yosef Rabbo, now Rabbo was sitting and saying, oh, Vavuka Amar, Mishmed Rav, again quoting Rav as follows. Chutchal krach oilam in aminyan. The string, which is used to wrap the others, right? Like the shamas, like the chazan and the shul, he's sort of serving and wrapping. It also counts as one of the four. It counts into the minyan. Chut shal krach oilam in aminyan. Okay, Amar Rav Yosef. Says Rav Yosef, Allah is correct, but it was attributed to Rav. It's really Shmuel who said it. Shmuel Amra, and not Veloy Rav. Okay, Itmanami, Amra Baruchana, Sachli. So he tells us that he had a conversation with Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yashid ben Usha, he told me, and there's a Gersa that adds the words Mishmei de Shmuel, that's the point, that he's also corroborating that it's really from Shmuel, who says, Chutzol Krach, this service thread, Oyla Lo Min Aminin, counts as one of the four. So it can be counted into the number. Yosef Rava, or Rabba, V'ka'amar Mishmei de Shmuel, he was quoting Shmuel this time. Tchela Shekarach Rubak Shera. Tchelas here just means the whole tzitzis, the whole set of strings. Sometimes the term tchelas, as Rashi, refers to the whole arrangement. So even if most of it had been wrapped, it's kosher. What's the point? So Rashi says, typically, as we're going to see later, the ideal is to have a third wrapped and two-thirds hanging loose. That's the way it looks nice and pretty. So even if it was wrapped more, mostly wrapped, all the way down, it's okay. Rav Chibre, the Rav Nosson, Masnihoch, he had a different... Sorry, Amar Le Rav Yosef. So again, Rav Yosef responds to him, and he says, you're attributing it to Shmuel, it's really Rav. So now you have to switch it. Rav Amra, Rav is one who says it with Shmuel. It's Mar Nami. We learn likewise Amar Afuna, Bar Yudam, Sheshat, Mar Rav. You don't remember about Mar Rav, right? So it's from Rav, Tchel Shkor, Rubel Kshere. We have a slightly different version here. Rav Chia, Breda, Rav Nosson, Masnihoch, had a different version. Amar Afuna, Amar Av Sheshat, Amar Rav Yudam, Bar Abba, Mar Rav. Tchelas shekarach rubak shera. Okay, so he adds more halachas. First of all, even if it's mostly wrapped, it's okay. And at a minimum, even one, just one twirl is okay. Afilu lekarach balachul diachas kshera. Even he didn't do much wrapping, just one set of wraps. Chuli is like one revolution, but actually it means three. Rashi says hakafa gimel palm three, you know, encirclements. That's called a chulya achas. So at a minimum, that works. But the ideal, the nicest, the ideal is a third wrapping and two-thirds loose. V'noyet chelas, shlish is gedil, that's the braided, the wrapped portion, a third. U'shnei shlishay onaf, and two-thirds hanging loose. Like onaf, like a branch off a tree, hangs loose off the tree. But at a minimum, we said a chulya works. V'kama shir chulya. How many revolutions is a chulya? Tanya, Rabbi Yemi, Rabbi explains, three times. Kadesh yichrich, wrap it once, vishana, a second, vishalashan, a third. Tana. Now we learned in a braisa, ha'pechas levechas misheva. When you make the chulyas, it should really be ideally seven. Seven at a minimum. V'amaisev le'yesev ashleish esrei. And the most, it should be, is 13. We actually do 7, and then we move up to 8. The next section is 11 and 13. And he explains the significance of these numbers. HaPoichas Levis Mishav, no less than 7, can I get Shiva Rakim? Corresponding to 7 stratosphere, 7 skies. We know that by gazing at the Tzitzis, one is meant to relate to the sky, and to the Kisei HaKoven, and to relate to Hashem, and serving Hashem. So, the number 7 symbolizes the essence of the tzitzis. But at a maximum, it should be 13, again, corresponding to the sky arrangement. Keneged Shiva Rakiyin, you have the 7 skies themselves, and the 6, you know, spaces between the skies, for a total of 13. V'shisha avinu shebeneim. Now, actually, some Rishayim bring here that we do also 5, we do 4 sections of revolutions and 5 sets of knots. And the remez is that the tzitzis is meant to remind us of the Torah. In fact, it says that the tzitzis is shkula connected kol mitzvah. So the point is, because tzitzis, the word tzitzis in its numerical value, sadi yud, saf is 600. I'm trying to get to 613. So we have the... we have the 8, right, we have tzitzis, that's 600, we have the 8 threads, so it's 4 doubled over, so it's 8, 608, and then we have the 5 sets of knots, so it gets us from 608 to 613. Kanidis Gemara, Tana, Sebraisa, instructs us as follows. Kshu masl masl balavan. When you begin the wrapping, so assuming we have white strings and blue strings. So when you start wrapping, you wrap with the white. You start wrapping white, and then you switch over to blue, and then you come back to the white. Now, different ways of doing it, whether the Gemara means in every single set, or in general, you start white, move over to blue, different ways of doing it, but in concept, it's white, and then up to blue, and then black to the white. Tanuk Shu Mask, when you begin doing those revolutions and wrappings, Mask, beloved, one is meant to begin with the white string and wrap with it. Why? Because that's Hakanaf Min Kanaf. Torah speaks about the tzitzis being similar to the actual kanaf, the corner of the actual garment itself, which we learned yesterday is white. So that's the one you start with. That's the one that the pasuk refers to first. Shum Sayim, Sayim beloved. Then we move on to the blue string, we use it to wrap, then we come back to white, because Malan B'Kodesh, Shalom Yerudin, you're meant to ascend, rise up in matters of Kedusha, and since, as Rashi explains, the Torah first refers to the white, apparently that's Chashuv, that's the more prominent string, so you come back and conclude with the white. Rav, there's a story regarding Rav Chana, Rav Yasvei, of sitting. A tzitzis story. This man was walking, by them, and he was wearing an interesting pair of tzitzis. The michzik lima. He was wearing a glima, a garment, the kulot chelto, which was completely blue, right? It's like kairach's beged, right? But it's only tzitzis. V'ramle tchelto. He had tzitzis. Okay, he had white strings and blue strings, but he had an original design. Ugdila migdal was totally wrapped. Totally braided. So instead of having wrapping and then loose, you had completely braided. Amar Rav. Rav says, "Well, nice shirt, but bad tzitzis. Yoyik lima, the bag of the garment is pretty, but lo yoyik tchalta, but tzitzis wasn't properly arranged, wasn't properly executed, because you need those loose hanging portion as well, as we're going to see in a minute." But Rav Barachana, who was his counterpart, says, no. Amar, he says, Yoyin glima v'yoyin chalta, the garment's nice, and so are the tzitzit. Mike, admittedly, what's the point of their disagreement? What are they talking? Rav Barachana, he held ksiv gdil ksiv psil. The Torah relates to the tzitzis. Gdilim ta'aslacha, gdilim. Loose hanging strings. It also relates to it as psil tachet. So you have a choice in the matter. Either you could have it braided, wrapped, or you can have it hanging loose. It's up to you. So this fellow had it completely braided. That's fine. Rav Sovar, no. Rav disagrees. You need both. You need to have it hanging loose as well. And when the pasuk speaks about gedilim, it's coming to teach you the number of strings. That takes as a kasha. Why does the Gemara have to now sort of address what Rav does with gedilim? I mean, gedilim is meant to tell you that's meant to be partially braided. This goes into the whole discussion about it. In any case, the Gemara teaches that the word gedilim, according to Rav, is coming to teach us the number of strings on the tzitzit. Let me know the also. That it's meant to be four and then doubled over. How? Because the word gedilim is gedilim, right? So the word dil on its own, in single, would automatically mean two strings. You can't braid without two, right? Dil is nine. So you need two. Gedilim extends it further, doubles it to four arba. I say gedil, b'slei m'saycha. You meant to take the gedil and have the psil hanging from it. So you have the part that's wrapped, braided, so to speak, and tied up. Then you have b'slei m'saycha. From it comes the loose hanging strings that hang below. Amar Shmuel Mishmei Delevi. Now, we spoke about the tzitzis being comprised of white and blue. What are these strings made of? What material are the strings made of? And actually, a more basic question is, what type of garment requires tzitzis? Any material, or just perhaps wool or linen, which are primary materials, which are mentioned many times in the Torah? Here comes a machlokes, which has halachic ramification, halacha l'maaseh. It's a cotton beged, chayav and tzitzis, very important. Amar Shmuel Mishmei Delevi, quotes Levi, chutei tzemer, poitrin b'shal pishtim. So, you have a pishtun shirt, a linen shirt, flax. You can have your tzitzis made of completely made of wool. It goes without saying that the blue has to be made of wool. That's techelet. By definition, it's blue wool. But even the white strings, we don't require linen strings to match the linen becket. Right, to let's say, you know, avoid kalayim. No, Rashi explains. Once we know from the Torah that the blue wool strings can address the linen shirt, you can add white strings, which are wool as well. It goes along. It's one package, one system. Wool strings can exempt, can address the linen becket, despite the mix of wool and linen. Chut etzemer poitrim shel pishtim. Okay, so it's allowed and it actually fulfills the mitzvah. What about the other way around? The question was posed as follows. Shall pishtim mau shift to rishal tzemer? Suppose, let's switch it around. He has a woolen garment, a woolen jacket. He'd like to use pishtan strings, linen strings, to you know, white linen strings to be used as tzitzis for his wool jacket. Does that work? Perhaps yeah, perhaps not. What's the what are the factors? So tzemer b'shel pishtim with the pata, as we said a minute ago, woolen strings will address a pishtim garment, despite them being a mismatch. Why? So tzemer b'shel pishtim with the pata, the kivin tcheles pata, since the blue woolen strings will address it. There's no other way. You need to have blue wool. Love and ami pata. So the white will also be valid in this case, because if the wool and blue works, so the wool and white work. It's one package, right? Because once wool can address it, so whether it's blue or white, it doesn't matter. Aval pishtim b'tzemer loy. But in this case, where you have a tzemer, a woolen garment, who's to say you can use linen strings? Right? It's not the same type. It's not the same min. Right? The whole point is that the white sort of matches. It's min hakonav, as we learned. It's the same type. But in this case, it's not. It's a mismatch. It's linen strings for a woolen garment. Right? So again, in the first case where it's a linen garment, inevitably you have to incorporate wool because of the tcheles. So that opens the door to wool, and even white wool is okay. Even if the white strings are wool, it's okay. But here, we don't find that linen can exempt wool. Avavishim is similarly ideal mo kivin dechsiv, or you can say it works. Why? Kivin dechsiv is still bashatnis. Similar pishtim yachtiv. On the one hand, the Torah says don't mix wool and linen, right? Don't wear shatnis. But then we have an allowance for tzitzis. Gdilim tasalacha. The point is, in any way, in any combination. Woolen strings on a linen garment, linen strings on a woolen garment, that's okay. Loishno tzemer bepishtim, whether it's wool on the linen or the opposite, loishno pishtim betzemer, it works. So which way is it? Tashma de omar rachab omar v'yuda. We have arrived from the following halacha. Chutei tzemer poitrim shel pishtim. So just as the woolen strings can exempt the linen garment, v'shal pishtan, poitim shal tzemer, likewise, in the reverse. Linen strings can take care of the woolen garment. And the halacha continues. Chutei tzemer. Right? So basically we concluded on this question, right? The Torah allows any sort of combination. Any shatnez combination, which is usur, is by tzitz, is okay, and a fulfillment of the mitzvah. Okay? Halacha continues. Okay, so regarding the second question, what about the material of the garment itself? Which type of garment is now chayiv in tzitzis? Chutei tzemer pishtim, poitrim b'chol makom. If you have wool or pishtim strings, they will exempt any type of a beget. Afilu b'shiroin, even a type of silk garment. which according to this seems like it's chayiv min ha-Torah, even though it's not a garment made of wool and linen, which are primary materials, even a silk garment is chayiv min ha-Torah. And therefore it requires tzitzis. And not only does it require tzitzis, you can take a combination, you can make a tzitzis with strings of wool and linen together. You can have, let's say, blue wool and white linen strings and bunch them together and put them onto the shiroim. What do you mean? It's kalayim. You're combining wool and linen in the tzitzis itself. That's okay, because you're fulfilling mitzvah tzitzis. That overrides kalayim. So clearly, he's working with the opinion that any type of beged, even shiroim, even silk, is chayiv and tzitzis, and that opens the door. It allows for kalayim in fulfillment of mitzvah tzitzis. Uplig the Rav Nach. Now Rav Yehuda's statement that even the beged made of other materials is chayiv and tzitzis min ha-Torah is in disagreement with Rav Nachman, who says it's not so. He says only a proper garment made of wool or linen is even chayiv and tzitzis. Dama Rav Nachman, hashiroi, and these types of secondary materials, patur min ha-tzitzis. These garments are exempt from tzitzis. Now if they're exempt from tzitzis, you can't allow, first of all, you don't need a tzitzis. Secondly, you can't allow installation of strings which have a kalayim issue amongst themselves, woolen strings together, and this type of beggars would be awesome. Rav has a question to Rav Nachman, Rav Raisa, which seems to say that all types of garments are chayiv and tzitzis, hashiroin v'akal chasrik, and all types of like these silks and things, kun chayiv and tzitzis. They're all chayiv and tzitzis, and you tell me it's not. Midrabbanan says, no, really, it's not chayiv and not. They're all midrabbanan. So you meant to have tzitzis, but be careful not to run into kalayim issues. Yochim is seifa. Now, if it's only midrabbanan, how do you explain the next part of the brisa of a kulon semer of pishtim poichin behen? The brisa clearly allows us to combine wool and linen strings and place them on a silk garment. Hold it. How could you do that? Yeah, if it's chayiv minatorah, okay, so kalayim is okay by kim mitzvah tzitzis minatorah. How do you know the mishnah brukh kalayim that explains why kalayim is allowed? El yam srabon, according to Rav Nachman told me the rabbon, we can obligate you to put tzitzis, but we can't allow kalayim. Heichi mishnah brukh kalayim, how could you allow kalayim? The answer is eima oitzamari pishtim. The price doesn't mean that you mix wool and linen strings and put it on this beged. No, you do one or the other on its own. I can prove to you that the meshi, that the shiroin, these silks, only chayiv and rabbanon. Tani seifa. Brisa continues. That same Brisa says like this, that if your tzitzis strings are made of primary materials like wool or linen, that can exempt any beged. So you put wool strings on a silk garment, it exempts it, even though it's not the same type, because wool and linen are primary materials and can exempt anything. But if you choose to hang, let's say, silk threads on your silk garment, so that works, because silk and silk works, but if you choose to do silk on wool, that's not going to work. Doesn't have the power to address other materials other than itself. Tani Sefer, the Brisa continues, Hain, so these secondary materials, like silk, B'minan Poitrin, if they're placed on a garment of the same material, the same min, then it's fine, Poitrin. Shloi B'minan Poitrin, but you can't place it on a different min. It's not going to work. So clearly the Brisa is allowing us to use even silk threads as tzitzis, at least on a silk garment. So if you agree with me that the silk garment is only obligated to mitzvah tzitzis midrabbanan to begin with, hainu de mifter rubimina, that explains why you can use silk threads, which aren't really proper tzitzis, and put it on the silk garment that is a fulfillment of the rabbinic requirement that it should, you know, have a to resemble tzitzis. It should look like tzitzis. It should, right? But if secondary material garments are chayiv mitzvahs in a Torah, so how could you use silk threads? Right, the Torah, in speaking about tzitzit, speaks about wool and linen, as we had before, right? Pasuk speaks of tzemer pishtim and then gedilim. So tzemer the pishtim, who pishtim with the potter, only proper wool or linen threads can exempt, can be considered tzitzit, but not silk threads. So this proves my point that really these silk garments, to begin with, only chayv and rabbanon, and rabbanon allowed you to use any type of silk threads, which at least match those materials, to exempt them from tzitzis. So now the Gemara, you know what? Imashem hola yiriya. The Gemara responds, you know, this wouldn't necessarily prove the point. You can still argue that garments made of secondary materials are chayv and atayra. So the question was, how could you hang less than ideal threads and exempt them from tzitzis? The answer is, the Torah makes for two systems. You're right. Wool and linen is primary. That's top of the line. If you have those threads, you can hang them on any type of tzitzis, any type of garment. Wool, linen, silk. But silk strings, which are secondary materials, although they cannot really accommodate a garment made of primary materials like wool or linen, but they can address and exempt and accommodate a garment made of materials such as theirs. Right? So it's two different systems in tzitzis. You have one track, the wool linen track, and you have the secondary material track. And they can both be b'nei Torah. Could the Rav, as Rav explained, the Rav presented an apparent contradiction in the Pesukim in terms of the composition of the tzitzis strings. What material are they? The Rav, ksiv hakanav min kanav. First, the Pesuk speaks about the tzitzis matching the min kanav type of material of the actual garment, silk, etc. Uksiv samar pishtim. Then we have the other pasuk which singles out Semer Pishtim. So which ones are the strings meant to be made of? Okay, so how do you work this out? Depends on your garment. Semer Pishtim, Poitrin, Bein Beminan, Bemishalei Beminan. If you want to use top of the line, primary material, tzitzis strings, wool, linen, you know what? You're good to go. It's universal. You can apply it to any type of material. Whether it's the actual min of the string, wool, linen, whether it's a silk, whether it's shar minan, but other types of strings, since it's made of silk, it doesn't have the same ability. It can address, but in a limited sense. It can only address something which is of the same material. But it has to be min hakanaf, the same type, yeah. So silk on silk works. Shalai b'minan poitrin, but can't address a different type of material. It has a limited scope. But it can still exempt its type, min ha-Torah. Okay, so now we're sort of shifting that really all begadim achayiv min ha-Torah in terms of what type of tzitzis to use. Well, depends what you're using. If you choose semer pishtim, that works everywhere. But if you choose different types, it has to match the bag. But Rav Nachman is of the opinion that only a bag is comprised of primary material is chayiv min ha-Torah, otherwise only Rabbanan for Rav Nachman. He responds, because the Tanu Rabbi Shmuel is going like this, Brisa. Tanu Rabbi Shmuel, Hoyel v'nemru begadim ha-Torah stam. We find throughout the Torah the term begadim used very often. What is the begad comprised of? Unspecified. But we find one place that Torah does define it for us. A parat l'chakosu ba'achim. In one situation, Torah says that it's semer pishtim. Rashi brings by kelayim, by negoyim. So once we find that the Torah explained itself, that a beged really means semer pishtim, we learn that generally the term beged is a reference to a garment made of wool or linen only. I've called semer pishtim. So likewise by tzitzis, where we have the term beged used, only a beged of wool or linen is chayv and tzitzis. As per of Nachman Shita. Other begadim only chayv and rabbanon. Amar Abaye says, Abaye, one last point. Really, within the Rebbe Shmuel, we seem to have an inconsistency. Vaitana, the Rebbe Shmuel, the following quote, the Braisa, which was presented in the Beis HaMedrash of Rabbi Shmuel, Mabka will oppose Meidach Tana to Rabbi Shmuel from the other Brais. So we seem to have a contradiction with Tana Rabbi Shmuel itself, whether or not a garment made of materials other than Tzemar Pisht Achayev. Tana Rabbi Shmuel, Begin. So he's talking about the Pasuk, which speaks about the Begin becoming Tameh through a Nega. So we have the Lashon Beged. Ainly ala beged semer. Right? It says beged semer there. Maybe only wool. Menai l'rabbis semer gmal. What about semer coming off camels, not sheep? It's semer arnavim or from the rabbits. V'noitza shel izim, the goats here. V'akalach v'srik mashurin, all types of silk. Menai, are they also susceptible to tumah of negaim? Tamalaimer. In order to address all those materials, the Torah continues and says, oi v'beged pishtim. Expanding it to other materials as well. So clearly, according to this version of Rabbi Shmuel, the term beged is not limited to Tamar Pishtim. It covers all begadim. And assumingly, likewise by tzitzis. Even a garment comprised of materials other than the primary materials. Even silk would be chayiv and tzitzis benatar. Okay, interesting machlekes. So according to one approach, the beged of tzitzis is limited to tzemer or pishtim. Only that is chayv in atayra. Other begad machayv in midrabanan. According to the second approach, all begad machayv in atayra. But as Rava pointed out, even if chayv in atayra, what type of strings are going to use? So tzemer or pishtim strings can address any beged, but if it's other materials. Strings of other materials can only address if the garment is comprised of the same material and matches theirs. Halach l'maisa, the Rambam Shachanach Paskin, that only a wool or linen garment is chayv and tzitzis min hatayra, otherwise min drabanan. The Rambam Paskin is that it's chayv min hatayra, even cotton, all that. So that explains why some people are mahadar to wear wool tzitzis to address the Shita, that only that is chayv in atayra. Others specifically wear a cotton, like they say the Chazon Ish, Chaim Kanievsky. They say the reason is to actually highlight the Shita of the Ramah, that it doesn't need to be tzemer or pishtim b'chayv in tzitzis, even other materials such as cotton are chayv in tzitzis. Okay, let's just recap the beginning of today's daf as well. Remnants, gardumim, leftovers, shortened strings are okay, provided they have a minimum shear, kedei la'anvon. But if it's nifsak mikari, if it's snipped at the source, it's puzzle. Ideally, it should be braided a third and two-thirds hanging loose. How many strings do we need? Four that are inserted and doubled into doubled over. Then we got to discussion about kalayim betzitzis, which is mutter. What materials are the strings meant to be made of, and what type of garment is chayv and tzitzis? All the best to you and that's Lacharabah.